Last night's free CSO concert in Pilsen opened with a jubilant performance of the Mexican national anthem. And well before conductor Carlos Miguel Prieto gave the first downbeat, a line formed outside of the brand new arts center at Benito Juarez Academy, with those wanting to ensure a place in the relatively small 520-seat auditorium. Pilsen is the neighborhood at the heart of Chicago's large Mexican community, which meant that I had to break out my lousy Spanish.
Hablo un poquito de español.
To speak to this family sitting in the front row, who said that they had never heard an orchestra before.
Sí, es la primera vez.
And asked how they felt to be able to hear the CSO in particular. The answer was proud.
Orgullosos.
Proud to receive this gift.
Recibir este
regalo.
Sí, claro.
There were many others in the crowd who were seeing a live orchestra for the very first time, including this young woman named Gina, who had just learned about the event that morning.
The school called us in the morning and told us that we're going to be an orchestra. So I never in my life have gone one. So I was like, well, I would like to come. And it's nearby, so, and it's free. So yeah, I'm like, let's go. So yeah.
So this is really special for you. You've never seen an orchestra before.
No. I mean, here in Pilsen, we don't have that kind of orchestra around here. But when they say they were coming, I'm like, well, okay, let's go. I'm excited, yeah.
So what are you expecting the concert to be like?
Maybe I'll come out crying.
Crying?
Yeah, well, because like I said, music is something really nice, and especially orchestra. You're like, oh my God, how can, they play all this? So yes, it will be very interesting.
Seeing members of this community come out in force was music to CSO Association officials, including board member Alvaro Raygon.
I wear many hats today. I'm a former graduate of Benito Juarez High School. I'm a resident of Pilsen.
Who helped spearhead the effort.
Yeah, I've been on pins and needles for for quite a while. We're having the world's greatest orchestra here. But it's not just about who's coming in, but it's how are we developing the young people so that they're doing the performances here. And maybe someday they'll be in the world's greatest orchestra.
Can you describe the impact that this concert is having on the community and in the school?
It's the buzz of the community, really. I mean, the significance of today, the inauguration of the new Performing Arts Center, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing here. It's also Mexico's bicentennial, so it's our 200th birthday as a country. And so, there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement in the air.
The concert was the culmination of years of planning and activities and programs in the Pilsen area. And according to Kayan Harris of the CSO Association,
I'm Director of Learning and Access Initiatives for the Institute for Learning Access and Training at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Ricardo Muti, who hasn't even conducted his first performance as the new music director of the orchestra, and who was just getting off of an airplane as the concert commenced, had a big role in the original idea for the evening.
When he was first talking with our artistic administrators, they were sharing some of the themes that were happening in Chicago, and he heard about this one and really latched onto it and had great ideas for how we could be meaningfully involved. And so the direction on this programming that is specific to Mexico 2010 is really coming from Ricardo Muti. That's something that we embrace, and we want to see more of, and we think there's a real connection with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, so it's really fantastic.
The program was certainly designed to connect with this largely Latino audience. First, Carlos Miguel Prieto conducted Richard Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks to showcase to this largely new audience the orchestra's traditional strengths. And the rest of the program featured lively works by Mexican composers Blas Galindo, Arturo Márquez, and José Pablo Moncayo. Prieto's introductions to the music from the podium were in both Spanish and English, and even included some banter about soccer. As you can tell, it was a lighthearted, fun evening. And my seat neighbor, who said that she lived just down the block from the auditorium, was especially thrilled after the concert.
My name is Helen De La Cruz. I'm from the neighborhood, and I'm proud of my Hispanic heritage, and I'm proud of Chicago, and I just love it. you can't beat this. You know, around, you know, walking distance. I'm proud of the neighborhood, the development of this high school, and I know some of the people that fought for it because they're older than I am. It's just beautiful. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to have been able to listen to this.
And as this little girl said, she was excited to see the CSO because one day she would like to try the violin and perhaps even audition for this orchestra. For WFMT in the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago, I'm David Polk.